day, he should probably be doing other stuff. Daniel goes prompting to the AAI. Now we're making it into a podcast, and we've run out of creative lyrics. So just enjoy the show.
Welcome to another episode of Daniel Goes Prompting. This podcast is generated by artificial intelligence using answers to real prompts sent by me, Daniel Rosenhill, throughout the day. The answers synthesized by an AI voice are those generated by various AI models, predominantly OpenAI GPT-5. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello, I'm Herman Poppleberry, and welcome to the Daniel Prompt Hour, a fully automated AI podcast generated by the random prompting activity of Daniel Rosehill. Today, we're unpacking a question I get a lot from developers and product folks. Who is actually using headless CMS in the wild? How does it compare to traditional CMSs like WordPress? And is the trend moving toward headless year over year? I'll try to translate the noise from Reddit threads and vendor blogs into a pragmatic picture you can use. First, a quick definition to level set. By headless CMS, I mean an API-first content management system that separates the content repository and editorial experience from the front-end presentation. Editors write content in the CMS, developers fetch that content via APIs and render it in React, Vue, native apps, digital signage, e-commerce storefronts, etc. A traditional or coupled CMS, like classic WordPress, bundles content, templates, and delivery together. So who's using headless? The short version: headless is disproportionately used by enterprises, mid-market companies, and technology-forward startups. It's especially popular where multi-channel delivery, complex personalization, global scale, or strict performance and security requirements exist. Examples include large media companies, retail brands doing omnichannel e-commerce, fintechs with strict front-end control needs, and digital experience teams inside big firms that want composable architectures. Why that skew? Headless adds complexity and integration work. You need hosting for the front end, preview workflows, authentication, build pipelines, and sometimes extra developer resources. Enterprises are more willing to absorb that cost because they gain reuse across channels, faster front-end innovation, and the ability to compose best-of-breed services. Smaller businesses often favor the lower friction of a coupled CMS that bundles editing, templating, and plugins. How does penetration compare to WordPress and other traditional CMSs? Look at the broad internet. Traditional CMS platforms still dominate overall. For example, public web technology trackers like W3Techs report that WordPress powers roughly 40 to 45% of all websites and around 60% plus of sites that use a recognizable CMS. That's a massive footprint compared with any single headless vendor. Headless usage is growing, but it's still a smaller slice of the overall web. If you look at vendor counts and trackers, built with vendor customer reports, state of Jamstack surveys, the pure headless players, Contentful, Sanity, Strapi, Prismic, etc., have strong adoption in certain verticals and developer communities, but don't rival WordPress's sheer install base. In short, WordPress and traditional CMSs remain the common default for general-purpose sites. Headless is the specialized choice for certain use cases. Is the trend changing year on year? Yes, trending upward. Multiple indicators point to steady, sometimes double-digit growth in headless adoption across 2019 to 2024. Rise of Jamstack frameworks, increasing use of server-side rendered and static generation frameworks, Next.js, Gatsby, Nuxt, vendor growth and fundraising in the headless space, and increasing discussion around composable commerce and omnichannel strategies. Market research firms and conference surveys consistently report growing interest and deployment of headless architectures. That said, growing doesn't mean dominant overnight. The transition is incremental and uneven. Many projects adopt hybrid approaches, keeping a traditional CMS for simpler sites or for editorial-heavy workflows, while using headless for new product lines, apps, or sections that need custom front ends. Also, Plugin ecosystems and hosted offerings for traditional CMSs keep them very attractive for many use cases. How to quantify penetration yourself, sources and methods, W3 techs, good for overall CMS market share and long-running trends, WordPress share, etc. Iltwiff and similar tech show technology adoption across websites and can filter by site category or traffic tier. State of Jamstack, Netlify surveys, useful for developer sentiment and how the modern web ecosystem is shifting. Vendor reports, annual reports, blogs, useful, but biased. Vendors highlight growth, but not relative market share. Stack Overflow, dev surveys, Gartner Forrester reports, good for enterprise adoption signals and analyst views. If you want a hard number for your niche, slice the data by site size, top 10K, 100K, industry or geography. Headless share is much higher among high traffic and enterprise sites than among low traffic small business sites. Practical takeaways. When to go headless and when to stay traditional. Choose headless if you need to deliver content to many channels, web, mobile, kiosks, IoT, from a single source of truth. You want to separate editorial and front-end teams so front-end can iterate quickly with modern frameworks. You require strict scalability, performance optimization, or advanced personalization that benefits from decoupled architectures. Your organization can support the engineering and integration overhead, preview, CI/CD, monitoring. Stick with a traditional CMS if your site is a marketing brochure, small business, or content site where speed to market and low cost matter. Editors rely on a rich plugin ecosystem, themes, or non-technical control over layout without developer involvement. You lack engineering resources to build and maintain front-end delivery pipelines. Consider hybrid approaches. Use traditional CMS in a headless mode, WordPress or Drupal as a content API, or a hybrid CMS that offers coupled and decoupled modes. This often gives the best trade-off for organizations transitioning toward headless. Final pragmatic note. Headless is not a silver bullet, but it's a meaningful and growing part of the web technology landscape. For enterprise and multi-channel use cases, it's often the right choice. For many small and medium sites, traditional CMSs remain the simplest, most cost-effective option. The trend is clearly upward for headless adoption year on year, but the total footprint of headless remains well below legacy platforms in absolute numbers. If you want, in a follow-up episode, I can pull a short list of the most useful public datasets and show you a simple way to query built with or W3 techs to estimate headless penetration in your industry or region. That's all for this episode of the Daniel Prompt Hour. Until next time, stay curious.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Daniel Goes Prompting. The text for this element was generated by artificial intelligence and read out by synthesized voice. Hope you enjoyed this episode and find it informative. Until the next time.